Migrants housed in 85 NYC hotels as Eric Adams funnels taxpayer money to powerful real estate industry. By John Binder on February 20, 2023. Tens of thousands of migrants, bused from Texas, have stayed in 85 New York City hotels paid for by New Yorkers as Mayor Eric Adams, D., funnels taxpayer money to the city's powerful real estate industry. Since the spring of last year, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., and a couple of other governors have bused more than 45,000 migrants to New York City, a sanctuary jurisdiction that has long prided itself on shielding illegal aliens from arrest and deportation. Days ago, Adams announced a new migrant hotel that the city will open another migrant hotel in Long Island City, Queens, where the Wingate by Wyndham will make available 144 rooms to newly arrived border crossers, all paid for by New Yorkers. For a tourist looking to stay at the Wingate, the average room costs nearly $600 a night. Altogether, 85 hotels have been commissioned by Adams' administration to house migrants in a massive shift of wealth from taxpayers directly to the city's powerful real estate industry and new arrivals. Most recently, Politico detailed how real estate executives are flooding Adams with campaign cash for his 2025 re-election bid for mayor. Of the $850,077 the new mayor raised during his first 6 months in office, more than half of it from outside the city he governs. At least $156,000 stemmed from people working in the real estate industry, according to a review of public campaign records released Friday evening. The total haul might be higher, as some donors do not disclose their employers. Emphasis added. Many of Adams' real estate donors gave him $2,000, $100 shy of the maximum amount he's allowed to receive from a single donor if he partakes in the city's matching funds program. Some with business before his administration gave $400, in adherence to a lower limit for those interacting with City Hall. Emphasis added. A few exceeded the maximum donation, such as Azar, who cut checks for $4,000 in late April. A campaign spokesperson said the excess money is in the process of being refunded. Emphasis added. The huge influx of illegal immigration to New York City has been immensely profitable for the real estate industry. A recent report from the Urban Institute revealed that taxpayers spent $2.1 billion on a program for migrants, with almost all of that money ending up in the hands of real estate investors. Local reports have suggested that Adams' migrant hotels have run off tourism business for other hotels, restaurants, and shops as Americans look to avoid encountering the illegal immigration problem. Particularly, owners of businesses and restaurants that sit around the migrant hotels have said their sales and foot traffic are majorly down. The owners told the New York Post that they are considering or planning layoffs as their neighborhoods descend into a ghost town. Sources close to Adams' office have revealed that the cost estimate to New Yorkers to house, clothe, educate, and provide medical services to newly arrived border crossers is set to exceed $4 billion over the next 2 years. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.